My attention was diverted from that beautiful picture because a whistle had been blown. And we were to assemble around a starter to receive our...
Here are the lanes, ladies and gentlemen. From the inside to the outside, Jesse Owens on the pole. Lennart Sandberg of Sweden next to him in second lane. Eric Borschmeier, the German, Borschmeier. Jesse Owens is running in white shoes today. Ralph is running in black shoes. And here they go, down in the mark.
The starter stepped back about 10 paces, and he hollered in a loud German voice, "Auf vor Presse." And when he hollered "Auf vor Presse," every man went to his mark. Adjusting our hands and our feet, the starter suddenly said in a soft voice, "Fertig." And when he hollered "Fertig," every man came to a set position.
The wind is blowing here, a little bit chilly. They're set. The gun sounds and they're away, and Jesse Owens comes down there with Ralph Metcalf.
The boys ran neck and neck for 50 yards. Ralph Metcalf of Marquette University was leading the field at the 70-yard mark. And from the 70 to the 90, Ralph and I ran neck and neck.
Owens starts moving. He's a yard or two out in front. Metcalf is coming second up on him. It's Owens, Metcalf, and Ozendorf. Metcalf came in second. Ozendorf third. And
for some unknown reason, I beat Ralph Metcalf of Marquette University in this most historic event. But the greatest honor came as we stood up there around that pedestal of victory, and after we had knelt and received the wreath of victory from the German maiden, and standing our face in the stands, from a faraway distance we could hear the strains of the Star-Spangled Banner. As the people in the stands stood, the Germans gave the Nazi salute, the Americans gave the American salute, and as we three on the pedestal of victory did left face, I noticed the Stars and Stripes rising higher and higher. And the higher the Stars and Stripes rose, the louder the strains of the Star-Spangled Banner were heard. And then and there I realized my ambition of 8 years to become a member of Uncle Sam's Olympic team to emerge as a victor in the Olympic Games provided me with my greatest moment throughout my whole athletic career.